welcome to the program. We come in your way once again, hopefully with a little strength for today. We're going to look at the subject of contentment. Stay tuned. Years ago, I read a book entitled The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. Back many years ago, I was a teenager. I was impressed by that book. And, you know, we need to be content. The Bible says, be content with such things as ye have. You look in the Old Testament, and the Bible says that in the wilderness there, they were discouraged because of the way. Why? Well, because things are not turning out the way I want them to. I have a plan, and I want them to turn out according to my plan. Well, the Lord says, my ways are not your ways, and if they're discouraged because of the way, you might be careful if we get discouraged because of the Lord. We quote the verse, all things work together for good to them that love God and called according to his purpose, but do we really believe it? Listen to this message and song, regardless of what you're going through today. If you know the Lord, things are not all that bad. It will be worth it all when we see Christ. In fact, it's worth it all right now, but it'll certainly be worth it all when we see him.
Oftentimes the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. Trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see.
Contentment is not only the tongue holding its peace during some trying situations, it includes the soul being silent. The psalmist said in Psalm 62:5, "My soul, wait thou only upon God." The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. When we have contentment, it will be a result of our mind and our will and our emotions being under the control of the Holy Spirit. When things are bothering us, we should stop and think about what is really bothering me today. What circumstances are in my life that I do not want there? Job faced unwanted circumstances more than any of us have ever faced, and he said, I will complain in the bitterness of my soul, my mind, my will, and the emotions. And again, the psalmist in Psalm 42:11 said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?" Sometimes a source of discouragement for a pastor or for parents can be the fact that things are not happening according to our plan. If we allow that to be the reason for our discouragement, we're going to be discouraged every day until we die. It is important to understand that contentment does not come from addition, but from subtraction. Humanism would have us believe that the chief end of man is to be happy, and happiness will be ours if we can add enough things to our lives. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5 that we are to be content with such things as we have. We need not only to learn that we should be content with such things as we have, we should be content with our position in life. Paul said, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Our prayer should be, "Lord, please subtract from my desires so that I will be content with what I have and where I am." Paul wrote these words about having contentment while sitting in a Roman dungeon. He once had everything. He had a home and a family and a position and respect of other people in Israel. Now he had none of those things. However, somewhere along the trail, he said, "I have learned to be content." Contentment is a byproduct that comes when we do our duties in the circumstances, not by trying to change the circumstances. The Bible is full of stories about men who took care of their God-given responsibilities in the midst of their pressures that were filled with circumstances that were unpleasant. And yet we read, like Nehemiah said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Jeremiah, Peter, Paul, and everyone else who had a God-given ministry faced pressures in their lives. In Acts 9:6, when Paul asked, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" it was unlikely he had any idea that it would include 2 Corinthians 11:23-27, where he listed about being in prison and whipped 5 times, beaten with rods, stoned 3 times, shipwrecked, being robbed, false brethren, suffering weariness, painfulness, hunger, and thirst, he says. And again, through it all, Paul said, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed to be full, to be hungry, to abound, and to suffer need." And here's what he said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." There is a big difference between submitting to God's will and actually making His will our will. Psalm 47:4 says, "He shall choose our inheritance." That means the things that He gives to us. Paul said in 1 Timothy 6:6, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." The contented Christian is free from coveting the things he does not have. The key to contentment is to appreciate what we have and not to be concerned about what we don't have.
Oftentimes the day seems long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch His bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It's when we see Jesus, life's trials will seem so small. When we see Christ, one glimpse of His dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to Him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see.